On Thursday mornings, we check in with Ivy Tech, our good friends over there, and the director of admissions is Adam Gross joining us this morning. Adam, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Well, that forecast has me a little, it's a half and half one. We don't wash out the whole weekend, so that's good. We do need some rain, so that also is positive. And then the cooler temperatures. Look, it's the second day of summer. We don't need to be 90 every day, right?
We'll get there eventually.
It's Indiana. We don't have a choice.
Yeah.
So the air conditioning working great out there at on the west side?
Oh, it's a very comfortable inside. They've got us hooked up inside.
That's good because it's hard to concentrate or do anything else when it's too hot. So bring your umbrella today when you leave work. You'll need it all day tomorrow. But you've got a busy weekend regardless. We're not going to have any rain on Saturday, but you've got a big event coming up, Express Enrollment Day. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, we've got a fun event coming up this Saturday. We've got, of course, students who are interested in coming to take some classes with us this coming August. It's going to be a great time to come meet with their advisor and register for classes. You know, even if they're at the very beginning stage of, you know, they haven't applied yet, they'll be able to come out on that Saturday. We'll help them through the application process, which is free, of course. We'll get them taken care of there, and then we'll get them through all the stages, and good chance they'll be able to leave that day with a schedule in hand.
And when we talk about this coming Saturday, what time does everything get started so people can make their plans?
Yeah, so 10 to 4 will be the registration event, but we're actually going to be hosting what we're calling Community Day as well. So on that Community Day, we're going to have a lot of family activities. We're going to have some food trucks out here. We're going to have some inflatables, like an obstacle course, a skee ball, basketball, bounce house. So some true family-friendly activities. Those will all be free. Food trucks won't, but the inflatables will. So those events will be run 11 to 2.
And I don't need a reservation to make an appointment or anything like that. I can just show up. What do I need to bring with me if I'm looking to take this next step?
If they want to register, you're going to want to bring an ID so that we can get started with that. And then if you have any previous college coursework, if you could bring a copy of your unofficial transcript, we can get going with that. But really, honestly, if they show up, we'll get them through everything. If we need to follow up, we love to do that and help them along.
Absolutely. And just show up. That's the worst thing that can happen. We'll have plenty of people there to answer your questions, to alleviate the fears, too. A lot of times this is the first step for folks getting into this ring. Sometimes can be intimidating, but just look over at the bounce house, right? It's fun. Just jump around
yeah,
for a little bit. We can do that. And now that's coming up this weekend from 10 to 4, family activities as well, so plenty of action. Now, where is that going to be located on campus?
It's going to be right up front, so people just need to come in the front door. We'll get them to where they need to be. These obstacle courses and everything are going to be out in the front parking lot. Of course, if that weather report was incorrect and we need to have a rain plan, we do have our beautiful Shreve Hall that we can host everything in.
And that place has plenty of room for everybody, doesn't it?
Oh, we could fit half the town.
That's exactly right, and that's an exciting time, so you have plenty of opportunities to do it. While we're talking about the express enrollment, also, you can never find enough financial aid, and I think people hear about dates and times and get worried and think, quote-unquote, they've missed something. That's not always the case. You're the director of admissions. You know all about all where the financial aid's hiding, and it's not really a stop and start. It's almost a year-round process, correct?
Oh, yeah, there's aid out there all the time. The state has a deadline, but the federal aid, there is not a deadline. So students, as part of this event, they're welcome to come out. We can help them through what's called the FAFSA, which is the first step in looking for free financial aid. Basically, it's a federal form. Those are always fun, but that's why we're here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Help you navigate the waters of red tape.
Yeah, we'll help them fill it out. We've got an amazing financial aid department. In fact, on Saturday, they're going to be hosting two workshops, one at 11 o'clock and one at 2 o'clock. For those students who really, if that's the concern, is how to pay for everything, come at those times. They're going to kind of talk about all the different aid that's available, how to apply, and they'll even sit down one-on-one with them and help them complete some of those initial forms.
Now, you work with prospective students all the time, obviously, as the director of admissions. What is their biggest fear about financial aid, that they're not going to qualify?
A lot of times it's not going to get in time, so that's why we want that their aid won't be processed and completed in time. So that's why we want them to come in early, get everything done now, so that we have plenty of times if there's any follow-up questions that our financial aid office needs to ask. we've got a couple weeks to get everything in line so that they are eligible for all those different programs.
And one of those programs and degrees is not procrastination, so we don't recommend that, especially when you're dealing with financial aid.
We don't offer that one.
That's right. Get that money taken care of up front, get that stress relieved, and then focus on getting your degree. Now, you've got a new program that is going to start in fall of 2017. I can't read what it says here. I can't see it. Can you help me?
Sounds like you'd be a great candidate for the program because it's our optometric technology program. So students are still, we can still register students for that program. It's a great program. It's for students who want to work or maybe possibly currently work in an eye care facility. They work as part of that eye care team. So they do the various tests, color vision, depth perception, field of vision. They're filling prescriptions for those in need of glasses. So they're really helping that. They're an integral part of that eye care team.
And there's no previous experience necessary, correct?
No, this could be
exploratory if this is a career or an angle you'd like to take moving forward?
Yeah, that's why we're here. We'll train them on how to do it.
And when you put these new programs into place, this one is brand new for 2017, is that correct?
Correct.
Do you get the feedback from the local community? How do you decide which of these programs you're going to add? Have you seen a spike in needing more of these folks in our community?
Yeah, so we meet all the time with various business partners throughout the community. Our program chairs are meeting with them, just different partners that are looking to. They ask, you know, what do you need? What positions are you unable to fill? And so that's kind of where those needs come when we look at new programs.
Adam Gross is our guest this morning. He's the director of admissions at Ivy Tech on the west side there. And it's always busy in the summertime, and kids don't want to talk about going back to school yet, so we won't. But you've got some activities for them and some great internships as well and even some job work. So if the kids want to get them out of the house, you've got plenty of options.
Absolutely, yeah. We still have our College for Kids going. There's still few weeks of programming left for those camps, summer camps for the kids. One that we're highlighting right now is our video journalism class. So kids taking that class will be able to, they're going to work with a local videographer, journalist. They're actually going to learn the ins and outs of that profession in a one-week session. And as part of it, they'll actually, at the end, they'll be interviewing other kids in other Ivy Tech summer camps, so they actually put together a short news program.
Very nice.
Yeah, maybe we'll see the next glass in the morning.
Or hopefully we'll just hear them, right? That's why I've been told I have a face for radio, Adam, and it's probably true. It's probably true. But that's the fun thing, these kids. I have a 7-year-old daughter, and her name is Maria, and she films herself doing everything. They don't care anymore. They're not scared of the camera. They're not scared of performing. You might as well take advantage of it. That's how you're going to get on TV and make your $1 million, right? That's what I tell her. Keep going that way.
Start now.
That's right. As the summer rolls on, obviously there is no start time, end time for registering. So you can do that anytime you'd like. The Center for Lifelong Learning, though, provides a cool outlet for folks. That's not easy to say on the radio. For folks looking to get a little bit more in tuned as well. Tell us some of the programs going on there.
Yeah, today they're actually hosting a free lunch and learn for those entrepreneurs out there who are looking. So the SBDC and the Center for Entrepreneurship are going to be hosting this event. It's about small business loans. So they'll be hosting that here on campus today at 11:30.
No wonder Keith's not here today. Free lunch. Aha.
You think he's free, first in line there?
I'm connecting the dots. I am connecting all of those dots there. What else do we need to cover this morning? Well, you got some fall scholarships. Now, we talked a little bit about financial aid. What's different about these scholarships? And there's a time limit, so we need to hurry up on these.
Yeah, with scholarships, students, you know, a lot of times that they may need some additional requirements. You might have to write a little quick essay, or you might have to get some letters of recommendation. So we really recommend that if they're looking for scholarships, which is one form of free aid, that they really are doing that process now, that they're coming in, applying for Ivy Tech, and then they'll be able to get their login for our My Ivy website. That's where all of our students log in to kind of coordinate everything. So once they have that access to that website, they'll be able to go on and apply for scholarships.
So really, you got a couple bucks laying around over there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we the students are eligible for nearly $100,000 in scholarships throughout the foundation. So there's a lot of money out there. They just need to apply to Ivy Tech and apply to the scholarships.
Make them tell you no. Instead, they might say yes, and you could partake in that $100,000. Okay, now tomorrow, let's do this again. Express Enrollment Day. It's tomorrow on campus beginning at 10 a.m. Oh, I'm sorry, Saturday on campus. don't show up tomorrow. Don't show up tomorrow. Saturday morning on campus starting at 10 a.m., and this is open for anybody who's thinking about anything that has to do with their next level of education, right?
Absolutely. If you've ever been to campus and they want to come see a tour, we're going to be doing tours of campus every hour. So if you've never been here, it's going to be a great opportunity. If you haven't registered for the fall, of course, it's a great opportunity. We'll help them out. We'll get them right in the right track.
And if you have children, bring them with you. You've got mom can go or dad can go entertain them in the bounce house while you get your stuff filled out. And it'll be a great day. And I promise that's on Saturday, June 24th, starting at 10 a.m. and lasting till 4. And you don't need to register or anything before any of that. Adam, great job as always. Good job pinch hitting. And we'll see you guys out at the campus this weekend.
Well, yeah, we look forward to it. It's great chatting with you.
Good job, buddy. I appreciate your time this morning.